had a professor in seminary who tried his darndest to teach us how to preach. Dr. B was his name. And he said that we should always start by asking what he calls the homiletical question. What does the Holy Spirit want the people of God to hear from these texts on this occasion? And I have to admit, I do start every sermon writing adventure with a little prayer. And I ask the Holy Spirit, what do we need to hear this Sunday? And this week I started realizing that there might be something that we all need to hear. Because in the course of our busy Silicon Valley lives, in the process of taking care of others, in the days and weeks of sitting with or talking to or disagreeing with loved ones, hearing of illnesses, being ill ourselves, consoling those who have lost, hearing about young ones gone, tragedy, surgery, homelessness, politics, driving in rush hour, commercials from the ASPCA, this one's getting me, exhaustion, frustration, confusion, our bosses, our coworkers, children, parents, siblings. Some of us, including me, might occasionally cry out, I can't do this anymore. I need some more faith. God, can I have some extra? More faith, more faith. More faith, more faith. I can just picture the disciples doing this. I can just picture them saying this to Jesus. Because what we don't know is in the verse just prior to this, Jesus has just told them, if somebody does something to you over and over again, something bad to you, and they do it over and over again, that you're supposed to forgive them over and over again. How annoying, right? No wonder they needed a second helping of faith. So as I wait for my care package of faith to drop from the sky, or someone to make an appointment for me at the Minute Clinic to get a faith booster shot, having the Holy Spirit remind me through this verse that faith doesn't really work like this is exactly the answer to the homiletical question this week. Because faith isn't something that you can fold up and put in your pocket, and it's not a pill that you can take. Almost most dictionaries will define faith as a noun, as the complete trust or confidence in something or someone. We know, and we sometimes forget, that faith as followers of Christ is really a verb. Faith is something that we do. So today, I have a little visual aid for you. It's from one of my very favorite movies, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Who has seen this movie? Thank you, I love you. So in this clip that we're going to see, Indy is trying to save his father, who's been shot by the Nazis. And he must complete a series of tasks to find the legendary Holy Grail, because this will heal his father, and that's what the Nazis really want. But to do this, he needs skills that he doesn't know that he has yet. So let's watch. Somebody from the 9 o'clock said that in their house, they would always see the bridge because there's so much dust that it would cover, would always cover the bridge. I know how that is. But this is one of those rare moments when Hollywood can give us a little example to live by. Because Indy's faith was taking that step even when he couldn't see the invisible bridge. And that's what our faith is like sometimes. It's doing what we have no idea how it will turn out. When we can't even feel the ground beneath us, when we think we're out of gas, when we think that there's no hope, there is. And it's been waiting there for us to remember. When I first felt called to ordained ministry, I never sat around daydreaming of meetings and budgets or even preaching. As an old Southern preacher said, I just wanted to get out there and run errands for Jesus. I wanted to do. So one of my first jobs was working for a diocese where you get to peek behind the curtain and see how the sausage is made, the church sausage is made. And my naive notions of walking with Jesus every day in the garden didn't really come to fruition. But so many other things did. And whether I was able to see it at the time or not, I was walking with Jesus in a lot of other ways. A lot of ways that I had just never imagined. Just like the bridge and the cave, sometimes we can't see the rocks for the rocks. And like Jesus alludes to today, even just a small mustard seed-sized faith is powerful. It's not about the quantity of our faith. It's about the quality of God's love for us. Maybe like me, you get stretched thin by life sometimes. And maybe at times your Christian calling just sounds like a little faraway, faint voice. Maybe there are seems like times when there are so many barriers to obtaining justice and mercy for the ones that we have hearts to work for in Jesus' name. But Jesus' name is still at work and working in us. And Jesus' love is surrounding us, and the communion of saints has our back. To let the people of God hear today that your faith is enough. Because what God expects from us is outweighed with how much God promises us. Therefore, we can make leaps of faith. Knowing our risen Lord makes trees out of tiny seeds, makes miracles out of tragedies, makes hope out of hopelessness, and love out of hate, and makes saints out of us. Amen.